Good morning to everyone.
大家早上好。
I know last Sunday was Mother's Day.
我们知道上个周日是母亲节。
And this morning we're actually looking at a passage that looks at two women.
我们今天早上看到这个信息呢是关于两个妇女的。
And I want to share with you first the context of that story.
开始呢我想和大家分享这个故事的背景。
And if you were to read the chapter 10 before this passage, you recognize that Jesus was saying that people need to serve.
如果我们看在这个信息之前的第十章的话，耶稣在讲我们每个人需要去服侍。
In Luke chapter 10 verse 2 and 3, Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest."
在路加福音的十章第二到第三节，耶稣这样讲：要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。你们去吧，我差你们出去，如同羊羔进入羊群。
So he's encouraging people to be involved in evangelism.
所以耶稣在鼓励大家去这样参与到这种传福音的服事当中去。
And later on in the same chapter, Jesus shares the parable of the Good Samaritan.
然后之后呢，在第十章的后面，他讲到好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And so Christians, disciples, followers of Jesus Christ, are not only to be involved in evangelism, but they also should be involved in helping the physical needs of people.
就是作为基督徒的话，我们不仅仅需要参与到传福音的事工当中，我们也需要参与到这种慈善的事工当中来。
But Jesus also realized that sometimes we can overdo it.
但是耶稣也注意到，我们很多时候可能会做得过头了。
And I believe that's one of the reasons why Luke puts this episode in this chapter.
所以我相信这就是为什么路加把我们今天所要看这段故事放在上下文当中。
So in the passage that we just read, Luke chapter 10 verse 38, it says, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house."
所以在我们刚刚读过的这段经文里面，三十八节这样讲，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄。有一个女人名叫马大，接她到自己家里。
Now, this took place probably 6 months before Jesus would be crucified.
这件事情发生在大概耶稣上十字架的六个月之前。
He is traveling about the countryside, and he comes into this village, which probably most people guess was named Bethany.
所以当时耶稣在这种乡村里面走动，然后。当时来到这个地方，大家很多人猜测这个地方是伯大尼。
And it mentions that a woman, Martha, welcomed him into her house.
所以这里讲到有一个妇女叫马大，接她到自己家里。
And we know from other portions of Scripture that there were another sister named Mary and also a brother named Lazarus.
所以在我们通过其他的经文可以知道，这个马大他还有一个妹妹叫做玛丽，还有一个弟还有一个兄弟。
Now Martha apparently was the oldest.
所以可以看出来，这个地方马大看起来应该是年纪最大的这一位。
And she does a good thing.
所以她做一些很好的事情。
She invites Jesus into her house.
所以她邀请耶稣到她自己家里。
Now in other portions of Scripture it says that Jesus didn't have a place to call home.
在有些地方，其他的经文讲到，耶稣没有一个地方可以拿来叫做家的。
And so as Martha welcomes Jesus into her home, apparently, Jesus would see this as a wonderful treat.
所以马大这个地方接耶稣到自己家里，在耶稣看来的话，这是一个很好的这样的一个款待。
He can look forward to a home-cooked meal.
所以他很去盼望这样的一个从家这种家庭准备的。这样的一个餐食。
Now it doesn't mention specifically, but I would imagine that at least the 12 disciples were with him as well.
所以虽然这段没有提到，但是我们可以想象，十二门徒应该是和耶稣在一起的。
So you can imagine Martha saw that invited Jesus and obviously probably invited the disciples. We have 13 guests coming over for dinner.
所以你可以想象这样的话, 包括耶稣和他的门徒至少有13个客人来到他的家里。
So it's like as if you invited the whole pastoral staff to come to your house for dinner.
所以就像你好像邀请我们教会的所有的这样牧者去你的家里。
And especially you have Jesus, the Messiah, coming to your house.
特别是这其中呢还有一位是我们的耶稣，我们的弥赛亚来到你的家里。
I mean, Jesus is even more important than the President of the United States.
耶稣对我们来讲比美国的总统更加的重要。
So you can imagine that Martha felt a lot of stress.
所以你可以想象马大在这个地方有很多的压力。
You have such an important person coming to your house.
你有这么一个重要的人来到你的家里。
And not just one person, but probably a dozen people.
而且不仅仅是一个人，可能是十好几个人。
And so you want to put on the best dinner possible.
所以你会想去预备好这样的最好的餐食给他们。
You clean up your house.
你去收拾你的屋子。
You get the best dinnerware out there.
你把你最好的餐具拿出来。
You want to cook up a real feast for Jesus.
你想去准备这么一个很好的这样的一个盛宴。
And I believe that that's, in some sense, what Martha wanted to do is she was very focused on the goal of preparing a good meal for Jesus.
所以我们可以想象马大这个地方，她的目标的话就是预备好这么一个好的饭食。
And that's a good thing.
这是一件好的事情。
Because she wanted to show Jesus hospitality.
因为她想向耶稣展示她的这样的好客的款待。
And apparently Martha was a very goal-oriented person.
所以我们可以看出来，马大是一个这么有一个，他是靠目标来驱动的人。
And so that's why I entitled my first point, The Mission of Martha.
所以我们也看到，这就是为什么我们第一部分，就说这样的小标题叫做马大的任务。
She was focused on her mission.
所以她的重心在于她自己的任务。
And so she was very hardworking. And she wanted to get things done.
她很努力，也同时想把事情做好。
I would say my Martha is very much like my mother-in-law.
我想说，这个马大呢，很像我的岳母。
My wife comes from New York City.
我妻子是来自于纽约市的。
And my mother-in-law, she passed away now, but she used to live in New York City.
我的岳母虽然现在已经去世了，但是她曾经住在纽约市里面。And
sometimes on the weekends, if we had time, we would go down and visit her.
所以我们在周末如果有时间的时候，会去纽约市去看望她。We
didn't go sightseeing in New York City.
我们没有去这样的去旅游。We
came there to see her.
我们去那里去看她的。But
whenever we came over, it seems like she was always in the kitchen.
每次当我们去的时候，看起来她好像总是在厨房里面。
She was always preparing food.
她总是在预备我们的饭食。
In fact, it seemed like we were just sitting alone in the living room. Meanwhile, she's up in the kitchen doing all kinds of things.
所以结果呢，就是我们单独的这样自己，我们自己在客厅里面待着，但是她一个人在厨房里面准备。
And the kitchen was so small that it only really fit one person, so we couldn't like sit there into the kitchen. We had to kind of sit in the living room, but we never hardly spent time talking with her.
所以呢，因为这个厨房很小，就只能一个人站在里面，所以我们也不可能都坐在里面跟她一起。所以最后的结果就是，我们几乎很少跟她有共同的时间。Now
after one of those weekend trips, we would call back to my mother-in-law and tell her that we arrived back safely in Boston.
所以当每次我们从纽约市回来的时候，我们就会打电话给她，告诉她我们已经回到了波士顿。And
many times, she would be exhausted. She would probably fell asleep.
很多时候呢，经过这样的事，就是经过这样的准备以后，她都会精疲力尽，然后可能就已经睡过去了。Because
she was so busy focused on preparing food for us, she didn't have much time for us.
所以因为她花了这么多时间在准备食物上，她没有时间和我们交流。
And so she was physically exhausted.
所以她在身体上就精疲力尽。
But as I reflected on our trip, our purpose again was to come and see her.
但是当我们反思我们为什么去呢？是因为我们要去见他的。
But we hardly spend any time with her.
但是我们没有花很多时间在一起。
And so, this story about Martha reminds me of my mother-in-law.
所以这个马大的故事呢，就提醒了我自己的岳母。
But in verse 39, it says Martha had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching.
所以三十九节这样讲，她有一个妹子，名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
So the first point was the mission of Martha.
所以我们第一个点是马大他的这样的任务，他的责任。
But the second point is the position of Mary.
但是我们第二点想看的是玛利亚她所在的所坐的那个地方。
It says that Mary who sat at the Lord's feet.
所以我们这边可以看到他说到。玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前。
Now, disciples usually would sit at the feet of their rabbi.
在那个时期呢，门徒是经常会坐在他们自己的拉比的脚前。
Now, in our society, when someone teaches, usually they're standing up in the front.
在我们的社会里面呢，当教导的人一般通常是站着的。
But usually in that culture, the rabbi would be sitting down and when people would be sitting around him at his feet.
但是在当时那个时代呢，拉比往往是坐着教导，然后他的门徒坐在他周围坐着。
And this is what Mary was doing.
这就是玛利亚当时所做的。
She took the position of a disciple, of a student of Jesus.
她就说去坐在这么一个耶稣的门徒的这么一个位置上。
She was listening to his teaching.
她在听耶稣的教导。
Now, I think we should also note that the fact that Mary is a woman.
所以我们需要注意的一点是，玛利亚她是一个女人。
In that culture, usually the people that sat at the rabbi's feet were usually men.
在那个时代的文化里面呢，这些坐在拉比脚前的人往往是男的。
Women were looked down upon in that society.
女人在那个时代的文化里面是不被看不起的。
Women were seen as a little bit higher than children.
女人只是被看作比孩子要高一点。
They weren't worthy to be taught.
她们不值得被教导。
But by this story, we can say that Jesus is affirming that women can be followers and disciples of Christ.
但我们可以从这个故事看出来，耶稣也在说女人是可以作为他的门徒的。
And notice, as I mentioned about this passage, that right before this passage is the parable of the Good Samaritan.
当然我们也注意到在这个故事之前正好是好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And Jesus was affirming that Samaritans were also good, who were despised, can also be disciples of Christ.
所以我们这样来看到好撒玛利亚人呢，耶稣当时也提到说，这些好撒玛利亚人虽然在犹太人是看不起他们的，但是他们也是可以做耶稣的门徒的。
But as we get to verse 40, we find that the tranquility of the home is broken by this family squabble.
所以我们也看到，在四十节这样讲到，这个家庭的这样的宁静被他们这样的争执来所影响。
It says in verse 40, but Martha was distracted with much serving.
所以我们四十节可以看到马大他说他伺候的事多心里忙乱。
The word distracted means to be pulled or dragged away.
所以这个地方忙乱呢就是说他的心被从耶稣身边拉走。
Now, Martha was serving.
所以我们看到马大是在服侍。
And again, that's a good thing.
这是一个好事情。
But she was distracted or pulled away with too much serving.
但是他的心里忙乱，就是说被这些他的心被这些事物所给堵上了。
Perhaps the soup was boiling over.
可能他的汤已经烧干了。
The fish was getting burned.
他的鱼可能已经煎糊了。
The table was not set.
他桌子还没有准备好。
And so she runs into Jesus.
那所以呢，他就来到耶稣的面前。
And in some sense, scold him.
在某种程度上来讲呢，好像是在斥责了耶稣。
She said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me."
所以他这样讲说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？所以请吩咐她来帮助我。
”Martha was very upset.
所以可以看到马大在这个地方就已经他很焦虑。
And she sort of scolds Jesus for not encouraging her sister to go and help her.
她好像甚至在斥责耶稣没有去让她的妹子来帮助她。
She expected Jesus to go and tell her sister to go help her in the kitchen.
所以她所希望看到的是耶稣告诉玛利亚来去给她帮忙。
But Jesus did not do what she wanted.
但耶稣并没有这样做。
She said, and we see the third point, which is the admonition of the Lord.
所以我们的第三点呢，就是说是主的劝诫。
In some sense, there is a negative admonition, and then there is a positive admonition.
所以就说我们有负面的一部分，也有正面的一部分。
In verse 41, the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha." You are anxious and troubled about many things.
所以负面的部分呢，我们可以看41节，就是说，耶稣说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
Apparently, Martha was, it was nothing wrong with her service for the Lord.
所以马大她对主的服事呢是没有错的。
She was doing the right things.
她在做一件对的事情。
But she was doing it with the wrong spirit.
但是呢，她做的心是错的。
She had a bad attitude.
她的态度是错的。
She was looking at her sister.
她在看她的妹子。
She was thinking that she ought to be doing what I'm doing.
她在想我的妹子也需要做我现在在做的这些事情。
And so, Martha was perhaps again planning a very elaborate meal for Jesus and maybe the disciples.
所以我们知道马大很有可能是在准备这么一个精致的饭食给耶稣他的门徒们。
She was focused on the dinner rather than on Jesus.
所以他所定睛的是他的饭食而不是耶稣。
And so she became very irritable in her service.
所以我们看到这个地方他就开始变得不耐烦。
She began to look at others and criticize them.
所以他就开始看他周围的人去批评他们。
And felt badly for herself.
然后他会去对自己就有一点自怜的这种感觉。
And so, we need also to be very careful when we serve the Lord.
所以当我们在服侍主的时候，我们自己也是要很小心的。
And sometimes as we work too hard, sometimes we get angry and irritable with other people.
所以有些时候当我们服侍的太过于的时候呢，就会对其他人有这种不耐烦。
She perhaps lost focus of what she was, who she was serving.
所以我们的这样她的服侍呢，就失去了她服侍的重心。
So her, action, of serving was not wrong.
她的这种服侍的行为是没错的。
We need people like Martha.
我们需要像马大一样的人。
I'm glad our church has many people like Martha.
我很高兴地看到我们的教会有很多像马大一样的人。
Because they're the ones who get things done in our church.
因为他们才是这些让我们真的是做把事情做下来的人。
They are the go-getters in our church.
他们才是这些去把事情做好的，去把主动去做事情的人。
You give them a task, they're on that, focused on that task.
因为你给他们一个目标，一个任务，他们就会专注地在这件事情上。
And they produce results.
他们产生结果。
But one of the dangers of being that type of person is that we lose focus.
但是作为这样的人有一个危险，就是说失去我们生命的重心。
Instead of focusing on Jesus, we begin to be critical of other people.
与其是去专注地定睛在耶稣身上，而我们去变成了去批评别人。
And so, it's very similar to my story of my mother-in-law.
就很相似，刚才就像我刚才讲的我岳母的故事一样。
My mother-in-law was a Christian.
我的岳母是一个基督徒。
And she loved the Lord.
她很爱主。
And so, again, whenever we came down to see her, we want to see her.
所以我们在想，我们每次去看她的时候，真的是想去看望她。
I didn't come down there to get a feast.
我并不是去享受这么一顿好的饭食的。
I came down to see her.
我们去看她的。
And yet, she was so focused on preparation of food that she hardly spent time talking with us.
但是呢，她去专注于做为我们准备食物，而没有时间来跟我们聊天。
And the problem with many of us who serve is that sometimes we get so busy serving, we forget who we're serving and spending time with whom we're serving.
所以当我们有时候去努力服侍的时候呢，我们自己也会失去重心，而忘记掉 我们是在服侍谁，而是而并且是也去忘记掉我们是为谁而服务。
So the negative is to see, don't be like Martha in having a bad attitude.
所以负面的部分呢，就是说我们不要去像马大一样有这么一个负面的情绪。
Instead, be like Mary.
我们需要的是去像玛利亚一样。
Verse 42, but the one thing is necessary, Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her.
所以我们正面的部分呢，就是42节，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Jesus commends what Mary is doing.
所以耶稣在褒扬玛利亚所做的事情。
She was at Jesus' feet.
她在耶稣的脚前。
She was listening to his teaching.
玛利亚在听耶稣的教导。
She was spending time with Jesus.
玛利亚在与和耶稣共同一起享受这样的时间。
And so Jesus says.That she has chosen the good portion.
所以耶稣说，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
And she would not, and there was blessing that comes from being with Jesus.
她有这样的是从耶稣，因为从耶稣而来的这样的祝福。
And that would not be taken away from her.
这样的福分是不能从她身上所夺去的。
And so, let's try to apply this to our lives.
让我们真的去尝试把这样的信心应用在我们自己的生活当中。
If we are want to be followers of Jesus, we need to take time to listen and to learn from God.
如果我们想做耶稣的好的门徒，我们就需要和神花更多的时间去听他的声音，向他学习。
And we listen and learn from Jesus certainly in our worship.In our corporate worship as well as a personal worship.
所以我们在这样的和神沟通和向神学习的过程中，不仅仅是在我们自己单独的向神的敬拜过程中，也是大家一起敬拜的过程中。
That we need to recognize that spending time worshiping Jesus both as a body of a congregation and also alone is very, very important to followers of Jesus.
所以我们要意识到作为就是对于我们基督徒来讲，我们不论是在自己单独的去敬拜神，还是在我们会堂里面和大家一起来敬拜神，对于基督徒都是很重要的。
If we work without worship, then it will result in stress in our lives.
所以我们在只做工不去敬拜的时候，就会导致我们的生命中充满了这样的焦虑，这样的紧张。
We will have anxiety, we will have frustration, we will have burnout.
我们就会焦虑，我们就会去失望，我们自己的这样的精力就会燃烧尽。
And I've seen this in people who have served in the church over the years.
在过去这么多年，我看到了这样的人在我们的教会当中。
I've seen that people are just so busy with so many things.
我看到这样有很多人，就是他们为了很多事情而去忙碌。
I've seen Sunday school teachers who were so busy they didn't have time to prepare.They prepare during worship service, sit in the back and, you know, do their Sunday school lesson.
我曾经看过主日学教师，他们如此的忙碌，他们没有时间去准备，他们就在这样敬拜的过程中坐在最后面去准备他们的主日学。
And I've seen church treasurers or accountants do the books in the back as well.
我也见过就是我们的教会的这些管理我们的金钱的这些弟兄姊妹坐在坐在后面。
Now you may ask, how do I see them do these things? I won't give you my secret, but I know, I've seen it.
所以你可能想知道我是怎么会看见的，但我不会告诉你们的我们的秘密，但我想告诉你们是我真的看到过。
And yes, we could say, these people are serving God.
我们知道他所有这些人都是在为神所做工。
They're teaching Sunday school.
他们在教主日学。
They're taking care of the finances of the church.
他们在为我们的教会的这样的金钱上的做工。
But they have their priorities all mixed up.
但是呢，他们的这样的生命的优先错了。
It mentions here, verse 42, Mary has chosen the good portion.
在这里42节这样讲，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
That Mary made a choice.
可以看到玛利亚做了这么一个决定。
She basically said yes to spending time with Jesus and no to serving in the kitchen.
所以她做了什么呢？她做的就是说。对和神和耶稣在一起的时间说了是，但是 对在厨房里面做事情而说了不。
And so we also will have choices in our lives.
在我们的生命中，我们也会有各样的这样的选择。
There are lots of good things that we could do.
有很多好的事情我们可以去做。
But what's the most important thing for us to do?
但是对于我们来说，什么是最重要的事情呢？
We need to first spend time with Jesus.
我们需要第一的是和神一起共度的时间。
Yes, we have a lot of areas that we need service.
是的，我们有很多的地方我们需要施工。
We need a lot of help in our children's ministry, for instance.
比如说我们的儿童施工就很需要有人帮助。
But we don't want people to skip worship in order to serve in the children's ministry.
但是呢，我们不希望看到是我们的会众去不来参加我们的聚会而去服侍儿童施工。
We want them first to worship, and then as they have the presence of the Lord in their hearts, then they can go forth to serve.
所以我们希望呢，我们的弟兄姊妹是首先来到神的面前敬拜，当他们心中充满了神的时候，再去服侍。
And sometimes it's hard to choose to make Jesus the priority in our lives.
很多时候我们很难去让耶稣在我们的生命中作为优先。
Because our lives are so busy.
因为我们的生活是如此的忙碌。
I remember when I was a student.
我记得当我还是一个学生的时候。
And I was faced with papers and exams every week.
我每一周都会有这么很多的这样的论文或者是考试。
And I was looking forward to graduation.
当时我很盼望这样的我就能毕业。
Looking forward to get a job and work.
我很盼望去找到一个好的工作。
And I thought, oh, I'll have so much more time.
我就想工作的话，我就会有很多自己个人的时间。
Student life is so busy.
因为学生的生活太忙碌了。
But when I get a job, things will be better.
我就想我工作以后生活肯定会好一些。
But as I graduated and went to work, I found I was just as busy.
当我毕业了，然后去工作的时候，我发现其实我还是那么的忙碌。
And there was additional burdens of family and taking care of a house and all these different things that impinge upon our time.
更多的是当时我工作以后就有这样的我的家庭，还有我生活的房子这样的负担来去拿走我生命中的时间。
And I would say my life is as busy as it has ever been.
所以我总是在说我的生活总是在现在才是最忙碌的时候。
And I'm looking forward to retirement.
然后我就现在很盼望去退休。
I said, oh, maybe then I'll have much more time.
我就想我可能退休了以后我就会有更多的时间了。
But the people who are retired tell me, oh no, it's very busy.
那我们这边这样的已经退休的弟兄姊妹告诉我
你
想错了。
You have grandchildren to take care of, you got all these things, and so it's very busy.
因为你会去你要去照料自己的孙子孙女还有各种各样其他的事情你需要去处理。
So our lives are always going to be busy.
我们的生活总是会这样的忙碌的。
But we have to be like Mary.
但是我们需要的是像玛利亚一样。
To make spending time with Jesus the priority in our life.
把和耶稣花这样的共同的时间作为我们生命中的优先。
Again, we're not saying that serving is wrong.
再次强调就是说我们并不是说服侍是错的。
We're not saying Martha was a bad person for serving.
我们并不是说马大是因为他做工是一个坏的人。
We're not saying, oh, you should be like Mary and don't be like Martha.
我们并不是说你要就只像玛丽而不去像马大一样。
In some sense, we're saying you ought to be both.
在某种意义上来讲我们所强调的是你需要像他们两个人
You ought to serve like Martha.
你需要像马大一样的服侍
But you also need to have the heart and priority of putting Jesus first like Mary.
同时呢你也要像玛利亚一样把耶稣放在我们生命中的优先
And so that makes coming to worship and not just coming to worship but really worshiping God during this time.
所以这就是需要我们来一起敬拜，更重要的是不光光是参加敬拜，而是真的把我们的心放在我们的敬拜当中。
It means spending time each day and just reflecting and reading upon God's word.
这也意味着让我们在我们的生命活动每一天能够去花时间，能够去反思，能够去读神的话语。
Spend time talking with Jesus in our prayers.
在我们的祷告中，真的是花时间去和神沟通。
There's a hymn that we often sing called Take Time to be Holy.
有一首诗歌我们经常会唱的，就是陈胜需用功夫。
And let me just read for you the first two stanzas.
让我来为大家读我们前两节的这样的歌词。
It says, "Take time to be holy, speak off with thy Lord, abide in Him always, feed on His word, make friends with God's children, help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing His blessing to seek."
第一节这样讲，陈胜需用功夫。尽醒常祷告，时常与主亲近，领受主真道，结交属神儿女，帮助软弱人，无论所做何事，莫忘求主恩。
Second stanza says, "Take time to be holy, the world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be, thy friends in thy conduct his likeness shall see."
第二节这样告诉我们，陈胜需用功夫，世界虽忙碌，应当放下世事，单单亲近主，时常仰望耶稣，跟肖主模样，亲友见你言行，可见主形象。
In John chapter 12, it tells of another dinner that Martha was preparing.
在约翰福音的十二章一到二节，就提到了马大所准备的另外一次款待。
And in that dinner, it mentions that Jesus and the disciples and a brother or sister are all there.
但是那一节经文告诉我们，就说是耶稣还有他的门徒、他的弟兄姐妹都在那里，是总共有十五个人。
And there's no mention of any more complaints from Martha.
但是在那个时候呢，圣经上再没有提到从马大而来的这样的抱怨。
So I think Martha learned her lesson.
所以我们可以看到马大真的是学到了功课。
She continued to serve.
她还是在继续的服侍。
But apparently she spent more time with Jesus.
但是我们也可以看到她花更多的时间和神在一起。
So I hope that you also will make it a priority to spend time with the Lord.
所以我也希望我们的会众真的是在我们的生命当中把和耶稣的时间放在我们生命中的首位。
Let's bow together in prayer.
那我们一起低头来祷告。
Father, we give thanks for your word.
父，我们真的是为你的话语感恩。
That gives us, in some sense, a very trivial incident.
在这段经文中，我们看到好像是一个很简单的这样的一个故事。
To look at some family tension.
来看到这样的家庭中间的这样的紧张。
But it teaches us a lot.
但是我们真的是学到了很多。
And we want to be taught by you.
我们真的是希望能被你亲自来教导。
We want to sit at your feet.
我们真的是希望坐在你的脚前。
We want to have fellowship with you.
我们希望能够与你有好的这样的团契。
And so for many of us, maybe we've been so busy we have neglected this area.
对我们很多人可能真的我们自己生命中如此的忙碌我们忽略了这部分
Maybe we've been even so busy serving you
也有可能真的是我们在我们服侍你的工作中过于的忙碌
But help us to say no to many different things
但是真的是帮助我们能够去对这些俗事说不
And to say yes to spending time with you
而真的是说是的去和这样的来和你的工作的时间
Help us to make worshiping you together with the other believers a priority.
帮助我们真的是把这样来敬拜你和弟兄姊妹一起来敬拜你，当做我们生命的首位。
Help us to also make personal devotions a priority in our lives as well.
也真的是帮助我们把这样的个人的奉献的时间也交托在你的手上。
And if we have been anxious and critical of others.Help us to have a new attitude.
如果我们曾经焦虑，或者是对这样的别人有这样批评的这样的看法，真的是帮助我们有个更好的态度。
We desire that if we serve, that we serve with joy for our Lord.
我们真的是在希望我们服侍的时候，我们在服侍的有一带着一颗从主而来快乐的心而服侍。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名所求的。
Amen.
Amen.